Time to jump back into our talk with Monica Joseph, wildlife biologist out of the Crystal Falls office, and continue our talk about opening day of bird season coming up this Thursday. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, we're headed into opening of small game season. Of course, a lot of people think that is opening of bird season. How are the grouse numbers looking in your general area there, Iron County? It's obviously a very big destination for grouse hunters.
Yeah, this area has been popular for 40, 50 years now. We had a lot of non-resident hunters coming from, you know, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, all over the place, including Michigan. And the numbers, we were just coming out of the bottom of our 10-year cycle and starting to climb. And what we're seeing anecdotally is that, you know, we have coveys out there. The question is always, you know, what kind of coveys do we have, big or small, or how did they do? Because the majority of birds that we actually harvest are young as a year. So it's very important to not only know how many drums you have on your surveys in the spring, but also how your production is. And we are seeing birds, and we're seeing coveys, and we're seeing coveys of average to above average size. So we are on the uptick for this cycle, and it looks pretty promising. Certainly not, you know, anywhere near peak, but last year was good and very good in some people's views, and it should be better this year. Usually when we're at the bottom of that peak, it's real spotty, and we should be more consistent now with birds in much of their cover.
Well, that's good news. And one thing I wanted to ask you is, we were talking with Brian Roll in Marquette earlier this week, and he had some reports from trusted, knowledgeable people and firsthand himself of what he believes to be a slightly higher than normal number of double clutches. Anything in your area like that?
I can't say that we've had anybody report that or that we've known that for sure, but those are the reports that we're getting out of our neighboring states. And usually whatever happens with grouse happens on a regional basis. So if they're noticing, you know, renesting efforts or whatever out of Minnesota, that we're probably seeing something similar out of Michigan, meaning if they lose their clutch, they relay. So.
Excellent. Monica, anything else you want us to know about at this point for this week anyway?
Nothing in particular. I think everybody is getting ready for the bird season, and we'll have far more people show up when there's leaf-offs in early to mid-October.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's kind of the excitement around here. Everybody looks really forward to this, and I think it's very promising. Deer season, of course, we've been down for a few years, and we've got far more fawns on the ground and some yearlings that, you know, very easy winter, made it through last year. We still aren't seeing a lot of mature bucks, you know, out and about. It's going to take us a little while to build back up, but the optimism, just knowing that they came through that winter well and we had good fawn production this spring.
Monica, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Monica Joseph, wildlife biologist out of the Crystal Falls office of the DNR, and this is the Outdoor Show.